Session number 19933, Reel 4.
Danmada, Reel 4.
Each troop deck, one for Africans, one for British, one for Indians. The accommodation was very confined. The weather was very hot. So you can imagine the smells around the decks weren't that wonderful. And each deck you could go there blindfolded and you knew which one you were on. African, British or Indian. The other thing I didn't mention was at the time of the trouble in North Burma, Imphal, Kohima, one of the things that turned the tables of the Japanese was the moving of the 25th Indian Division from the Arakan in the south to the Imphal area in the north. They moved the whole division, mule transport and everything, by air. And I think this was something the Japs were not expecting. The other thing was, to supplement our rations. When we were on the coast near the beach, we used our gelignite. We had plenty of that, being in an engineer field company. We used that for fishing. And I even used it in the governor's pond in Rangoon when I was told off by a senior officer.
What fish did he have in his pond?
Carp, mainly. It was mainly carp. That's that sort of thing. It was.
So you wanted to eat the carp?
Oh, yes, we didn't do it. And the brigadier or the senior officer said, that's not sporting to kill fish with gelignite. I said, sir, I'm not doing this for sport. Because I said, I've never regarded fishing as a sport. I said, I'm doing this for food. And the other thing didn't mention was dive bombing. Japanese were very clever in the construction of their bunkers, and it took a direct hit from a 25-pounder or from a bomb to destroy them. And we were lucky we could call on air support dive bombers. We often used to, with a mortar, drop a smoke bomb on top of the bunker. And we knew which Air Force it was. They all had the same markings, the RAF, the Indian Air Force, and the United States Air Force. We found the RAF came down in the typical way that the German dive bombers did, came down almost vertically, right down to the target, dropped their bomb, and off they went. The Indians came down at a much shallower angle, again to not a great height, dropped their bombs. The Americans, they hardly came down at all. They dropped their bombs from a very great height. We could always tell which aircraft it was because the markings were all the same. I don't think there's any more I can add to that, except that looking back on it, I was wondering how I could have been so stupid as to endure all that discomfort, although it was pleasant at the time.
Do you think your memories are accurate?
In many respects, yes.